Does West Virginia need more poetry? Well, perhaps not surprisingly, West Virginia's poet laureate Mark Harshman seems to think so. He's been collaborating with several organizations, including West Virginia Public Broadcasting, to conceive of new events that will bring more poetry to the daily lives of West Virginians. One of those events is a poetry series in Wheeling, where Harshman resides. When asked why poetry should be broadcast or heard in any event more often, Harshman doesn't mince words. He prepares them.
I have a great faith in poetry to refocus in us what it means to be human. And with every passing year, I feel an ever greater need to be reminded about what it is that we hold in common as men and women who value beauty and the kind of meanings revealed in artistic expression. I'm not embarrassed to continue to quote as immensely relevant William Carlos Williams' adage that it is, quote, "It is difficult to get the news from poems, yet men die miserably every day for lack of what is found there." In a political season that seems more sad and pathetic than ever before, perhaps the news that may be found in poetry will hold a brightness, a freshness more useful than the sound bites from talking heads reporting on the doings of the millionaires and corporate figureheads dominating what currently passes for news here in America.
Well, one of the initiatives Harshman has undertaken to make more poetry more readily available is shaping a regular poetry series in Wheeling. The germ of the idea for the series sprouted out of conversations with Ohio County Public Library's Sean Duffy, orchestrator of a popular weekly Lunch with Books program that features authors, poets, and more. Harshman says conversations with Duffy, as well as memories of other events, inspired the series.
I suppose in part I recall the legendary James Wright Festival, which had been held in Martin's Ferry for many, many years and was truly a real part of the landscape for poets in America.
Harshman remembers how people came from all over to hear the writers who were gathered at the festival and to take workshops and do readings.
Some of the events would occasionally take place in Wheeling itself, so it seems only fitting that we can do it again. And slightly differently.
When he's available, Harshman will host the Wheeling Poetry Series, which will occur 3 times each year. The inaugural event is next week and features Kentucky's poet laureate, George Ella Lyon. Lyon will read from her collection, Many Storied House. She's also slated to give a workshop at West Liberty University earlier in the day and a second reading that will kick off a second regular poetry initiative in Wheeling. This one is dubbed The Word on the Blue Church, aptly named for the building where it will be held in downtown Wheeling. And yes, Harshman has had a hand in bringing this series about, too. It'll be a monthly series that he co-hosts with one Scott Hanna. Harshman says the plan is to rotate between more traditional readings by poets and fiction writers, feature storytellers, and on every third month, there will be an open mic. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.